The blessing of the new Russian Orthodox Church marked the highlight of a three-day visit to Rome by Metropolitan Kirill, head of foreign relations for the Moscow Patriarchate. On Thursday, he visited the Basilica of San Clemente to pray before the relics of Saint Cyril, brother of Saint Methodius and evangelizer of the Slavic peoples. Later, he met privately with Pope Benedict, reportedly delivering a message from Patriarch Alexei II, and then attended a concert by the choir of Moscow's Zretensky Monastery. At the conclusion of the concert, Metropolitan Kirill said prayer and song are the best ways of understanding the soul of a nation.
Ничто так правильно и точно не говорит о душе народа, как молитва и народная песня.
Speaking in Russian, he said he believed the blessing of the new church would bear much fruit in the future, adding that Catholics and Orthodox can witness their shared Christian values to the world. But just how much can the opening of this new church and the Metropolitan's meeting with the Pope help to overcome obstacles that still cloud the relationship between Moscow and Rome? A question I put to the Secretary of the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity, Bishop Brian Farrell.
The blessing is a very happy occasion in the sense that it responds to the times we live in. There are many immigrants who belong spiritually to the Russian Orthodox Church here in Western Europe, including here in the city of Rome. So we are happy that they will now have a new church in which to continue to practice their faith in accordance with all the principles of religious freedom and so forth. This is the reality of the situation. Now, on a more symbolic level, we can say we are also very happy because here we have a sign of the closeness of our churches. The occasion of the blessing has been an opportunity to celebrate together this growing relationship, this growing closeness. And therefore we are very happy that on this occasion Metropolitan Kirill could come, that he has had an opportunity to have a conversation with the Holy Father. As you see, we're in a process which involves many elements, many contacts, many opportunities for cooperation in different fields. The blessing of the church is one of these.
What could it mean, perhaps, looking a bit more longer term in the relationship?
Well, I think we have to put everything in perspective. The dialogue will go forward with the whole of Orthodoxy at the theological level, and this is fundamental, this is very important for any other kind of progress to have meaning. On the other hand, we are in a process here in Europe in which the situation of the countries that are coming together in the European Union and the fact that from Russia itself and the former Soviet territories, there is a huge influx of immigrants, brings us closer to these traditions, which perhaps in the past we have been able to ignore, but which today live side by side with us. And it's important that we, Catholics, also recognize the value of this enormous liturgical, spiritual wealth that these brothers and sisters bring with them. And it's important that we learn to recognize the fact that the Christian message has developed in such different, rich, and complementary ways.
Metropolitan Kirill also spoke about the shared moral vision and the ways in which Catholics and Orthodox can develop that within societies today.
This is one of the most realistic steps forward in the sense that we have the same ideas about the fundamental purpose of human life, and we have the same values that we try to promote in society. We have the same sense of the family that needs to be defended. We have the same moral judgment on most of the questions, almost all of the questions that involve the new sciences, bioethics, and so on and so forth. We have an enormous area in which we can cooperate in trying to make these values more present in the world and in Europe in particular.